praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for the power you have given to us to overcome Satan and his works. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for every opportunity you have sent into our lives so that we can rise through those opportunities. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us, spiritual breakthroughs and physical breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us testimonies to share, testimonies of victories, testimonies of blessings, testimonies of miracles, testimonies of divine revelations, testimonies of spiritual growth. Thank you for helping us in such a way that we have testimonies to share. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come together before you this evening, this midnight. I ask that you open your heavens over this prayer session. And I ask that you close the gates of hell. Open your heavens and close the gates of hell as we pray right here. In the name of Jesus, let all our requests ascend up to where you are on your throne in heaven. And in your mercy, please, O Lord, grant our requests in the name of Jesus. Let our prayers move you to action tonight in the name of Jesus. By the time we will be rounding off the prayers, O Lord, let us have testimonies already. Let us have received the answers to our prayers already. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to sing some songs of worship and praises. Before we go into prayer points, He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name. That wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. How great you are. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You reign forever, Lord. You are covenant keeping God. You speak and it comes to pass, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need the river. How we need your river. How we need your rain. How we need your rain. Living waters flow to us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Let your holy presence, Lord, let your holy presence fill this place. As we pray, as we worship, let your holy presence fill this place. Yes, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our midst. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come, Holy Spirit, sing it. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Come right now, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in my life. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign in my life, in your life, in my life. Holy Spirit, come and reign right now, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, you alone I will serve. Take my life. Take my life. Once again and again, you are the most I want. There is nothing to keep from you. Take my life, take my life again. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you alone I will serve. Take my life once again and again. You are the most I want. And there is nothing to keep from you. Take my life, take my life again. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is, yes, Lord, a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. The Most High, you are the Most High God, you are the Most High, yes Lord, you are the Most High God, no one is higher than you are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. King of Glory, you are the Most High. Lion of Judah, you are the Most High God. Emmanuel, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. Prince of Peace, you are the Most High. Lord of Hosts, you are the Most High God. Mighty Redeemer, you are the Most High. Way Maker, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are great. Yes, you are. Holy Lord, you walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great. Oh Lord, you are great. You are great. You are great. So great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord, in every situation. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted on. Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, worthy, worthy is the Lamb, that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb, Jesus. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. We'll begin to worship and bless His name. Praise His holy name. Worship Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Worship His majesty. Worship His majesty. Praise the living God, the King of glory. The King of kings. The King of Israel. The Lord of lords. The Lord of hosts. The bright morning star. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, the rock of Israel, worship and bless his name. For he created all things. And he is the one keeping all things together, keeping all things in existence. Worship and praise him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Worship him. Worship him. For there is none like Jesus. There is none like our God. There is none like our Father. Worship him. We praise you, Father. We adore you, O Lord. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. You have done great things, and you keep doing great things. You have shown us mercy, and you keep showing us mercy. You have blessed us, and you keep blessing us. You have helped us, and you keep helping us. Oh Lord, we worship you. Almighty God, we praise you. No one can save the way you save. No one can love the way you love. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For beautiful plans you have for my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for beautiful plans, great plans you have for my life. Great plans to give me a great future. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him like that. He said in his word, for I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Say, Father, thank you for great plans you have for me. Great future you have designed for me. Beautiful future you have designed for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have beautiful plans for me. Beautiful plans you have for me. Thank you for those plans. Thank you, Father. Great future you have for me. Thank you for that future. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because I will not trust you in vain. Thank you, Lord, because I will not seek you in vain. And I will not follow you in vain. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your truths. You have opened my eyes to see, to learn, and to know. As it is written that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Say, Father, thank you for the truth. You have opened my eyes to see, to learn, to know, so that I can live all my days in freedom, in perfect liberty. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for all the truths you have opened my eyes to see. All your truths you have opened my heart to know. All your truths you have taught me, both personally and through this ministry. Thank you for all your truths you have taught me. Because now I can live in freedom. I can walk in freedom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is providing for me. Thank you for providing for my needs. Yeah. You know that God saves you a lot of money when by giving you good health. Him giving you good health is a lot of money on its own. I hope you know that. We have some people that in a week, they spend over $20,000, US dollars. They spend over $20,000 US dollars just to breed, to be able to breed properly. Yeah, you can calculate how much that is in your currency just to breed properly. Some, they can no longer urinate, so they have to use a machine. They call it a dialysis machine. They have to use a machine to get rid of those waste products from their bloodstream. And they spend a lot of money. Thousands. And by the time they calculate how much they spend doing that in a month, millions. Yeah, but here you are. You are not spending money to breed. Are you spending money to breed? You are not spending money to urinate or to defecate. That is wealth. Health is wealth. Yeah, that is a lot of money. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is providing for me, providing for my needs, meeting all my needs, including good health. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Jesus was teaching the people, he said, is not your body more important than meat? Yeah, Jesus said, is not your body more important than food? The same God who is keeping your body healthy is able to give you food all the time. Yeah, so God is doing a lot for us. But many of us are so ungrateful. Say, oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for meeting all my needs. Thank you for meeting all my needs, including good health. I am not spending money to breathe properly. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all my needs. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that only you can lift up a man. And such man will never go down. Only you can lift up a man, and that man will not go down. Oh Lord, lift up my life. Lift up my life. And make me never go down. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that only you can lift up a man, and such man will never go down. Oh Lord, lift up my life. Lift up my life from every state of limitation, from every state of stagnation, from every state of slavery, oppression. Oh Lord, lift up my life. Lift up my life. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, lift up my life. Lift me up from where I am now to where I am supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, lift me up. Lift me up. Spiritually, lift me up. Financially, lift me up. In my field of career, lift me up. In my calling, oh Lord, lift me up. In my ministry, oh Lord, lift me up. Lift up my life. lift up my life and make me never go down. In the name of Jesus, pertaining to victory, O Lord, lift me up. Pertaining to righteousness, O Lord, lift me up. Pertaining to faith, O Lord, lift me up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. We saw in the scriptures that as long as Peter set his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on water. And he did not sink because he kept his eyes on Jesus. But the moment he took away his eyes from Jesus and began to consider the storm that was blowing, yeah, because you know those kind of storm that blows and sometimes it can even shake you. Yeah, those kind of wind that blows and it can even shake you as you're walking on the street. Yeah, that was the kind of storm that was blowing on that water. So when he looked at the storm, he began to sink because fear came. When he looked at the storm, fear came and he began to sink. He lost faith immediately and he began to sink. Yeah, but when he was fixing his eyes on Jesus, because Jesus said, "Come, you can walk on water," he was able to walk on water. So you're going to pray. A lot of storms are blowing and they want to put fear in you so that you can fall. Because once there is fear in you, you will fall. Yeah, so you're going to pray that the Lord will help you not to look at the storms. That the Lord will help you not to set your eyes on what the enemy is doing against you. Even though you know what the enemy is doing, but you must not set your eyes on them. You must set your eyes on Jesus. Begin to say, "Oh Lord, help me. Help me to fix my eyes and heart on you always and not on the storms. And not on the activities of darkness that are against me. Help me, Lord, to set my eyes on you, to set my heart on you all the time. Help me, Father." Begin to talk to God. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord, help me to fix my eyes on you. To fix my eyes on you. To fix my eyes on you always. To fix my eyes on your power. To fix my eyes on your strength. To set my heart on your greatness and not on what the enemy is doing. Help me, O Lord, to fix my eyes on you. To fix my eyes on your word. To fix my eyes on your grace. To fix my eyes on your strength. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father." Some people, they fix their eyes on sin. They are more conscious of sin than they are conscious of Jesus. And because of that, they fall into sin. They are so afraid of sin. So they fall into sin. Yeah. It is as you fix your eyes on Jesus that you will not sin, because it is Jesus that will help you not to sin. It is not your strength that will help you out of sin. It is Jesus that will help you. So say, Lord, help me to set my eyes on you and not on sin and not on darkness and not on the attacks of the enemy and not on the activities of demons and not on the activities of witchcraft against me. Help me to set my eyes on you. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to set my eyes on you always, all the time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We saw how Peter began to sink immediately. He allowed fear immediately. He doubted. Because when Jesus rescued him, Jesus said, why did you doubt? Yeah, immediately he doubted. Immediately he feared. He began to sink. So that is a sign that we lose immediately. We begin to doubt. We lose immediately. We begin to fear. That is a practical. Jesus did that to show us practically how things happen in the realm of the spirit. The moment you begin to doubt, you lose. Yeah. And the moment you begin to fear, you lose. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust your word so much that I can no longer fear. Help me to trust your word so much that I can no longer doubt. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to trust you so much that I can no longer fear. Help me to depend on you so much that I can no longer fear. Help me to hold on to you so much that I can no longer doubt. Oh Lord, help me. I want to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to reach the realm in faith where fear is completely gone in my life. The realm in faith where doubt is completely missing in my life. Oh Lord, take me to that height in the name of Jesus. Take me to that height. Take me to that height in faith where worries anxiety is completely gone from our life. Take me, Lord, without a rem in faith, where there is no more worries and doubts and anxiety and fear in my life. Take me to that place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We saw that Peter trusted Jesus, and he trusted the word of Jesus. That was why he stepped down from the boat into the water. He trusted Jesus, and he trusted his word. That was why he said, he said Jesus should tell him to come. Yeah, I know many of you are familiar with that passage. That is why I did not open it. Yeah. He told Jesus to tell him to come. So he trusted the words that comes from the mouth of Jesus. Yeah, that was why he could walk on water. So he knows that if Jesus says come, that is all. He knows he's going to walk on water. And then Jesus said, yes, come. And that was how he began to walk on water. So the question is, do you trust the words of Jesus? Do you trust the words that comes from the mouth of Jesus? Do you trust all the words that Jesus said in the Bible? Do you trust those words so much that you take unusual actions, or maybe I should use the word insane actions. Actions that looks insane. You know, it looks mad for a man to just jump inside water and say he's going to walk on water. You know, to many people that are not spiritual, it looks like madness. Yeah, it looks insane. Yeah, in fact, an unbeliever would say, are you out of your mind? How can you say you can walk on water? Has something gone wrong in your brain? Yeah. The question is, have you taken actions like that? Because you trust the words of Jesus so much. And then you begin to take actions that look insane. Until you begin to do that, you can't go far in destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust your word. Help me to trust the words of Jesus, the words of Christ, so much that I take actions of faith, actions that would change my life. Actions that would change my story. Oh Lord, help me to trust your word so much that I begin to take actions of faith. feet, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to trust the words that comes from your mouth so much that I begin to take actions that looks insane, practical decisions, practical actions that would change my life, that would rewrite my story. Yeah, anywhere the gospel of Jesus is preached, we always talk of Peter walking on water. That decision changed the story of the life of Peter. That act of faith. He was the only disciple that walked on water. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, help me to trust your word so much that I begin to take practical steps, practical actions that will change my life forever. That will give me victory. That will lift up my life. Help me, Lord, to trust your words. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 verse 28. Matthew 14 verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Yeah, because initially they thought it was, yeah, if you read the previous verses in this chapter, they thought it was a ghost when they saw Jesus walking on water. And then Jesus told them that it's not ghost, that it is him, to calm down their minds. Yeah. And then Peter said, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on the water. Because Peter knows the abilities of Jesus. He knows that Jesus has the ability to make him walk on water. Yeah, so the abilities of God are inside his word. So if we can trust his word and act on his word, that is, we trust his word so much that we let his words move us to actions, we will see miracles. Praise the Lord. If you can trust the word of God so much that you begin to act on it, you begin to follow it because you believe it, you begin to do it, and you begin to pattern all your life according according to his words. You must see miracles. You have to see miracles. Miracles will happen. Yeah, because the abilities of God are in his word. So when we trust the word of God, we unlock those abilities. We invoke those abilities. So you're going to pray. Yeah, maybe you have been saying, or maybe you have been thinking, why is God blessing other people? And I am not getting any blessing. Why are other people experiencing God's power? And I am not seeing any manifestation of God's power in my life. Yeah, the question is, do you trust the word of God? Do you trust the word of God? Because that is how you will experience the power of God. For the power of God is inside the word of God. The abilities of God they are inside his word. Now, for God don't just speak. God speak out of his abilities. That is why his word carries power. He speaks because he is able. He don't just speak anyhow. When Jesus said that those that believe on him, greater works than all that he did, that they will do greater works than all the miracles and signs that he did. He meant what he said. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a heart that trusts your word so much that I begin to experience the abilities in your word. So, oh Lord, give me a heart that trusts your word so much that I begin to experience the power in your word. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It's beyond reading. I know some of you read the Bible. It's beyond that. I know some of you meditate on the Bible. It's beyond that. Do you trust the Bible? Do you trust what it says? Can you peg your life on what the Bible says? Can you peg your life on it? Say, oh Lord, create in me a heart that trusts your word so much that I begin to experience the power in your word. That trust, and how that trust your word so much that I begin to connect with the abilities, with your abilities that is in your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me that kind of heart. Give me that kind of heart that trusts your words beyond doubts, without doubting. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In my walk with God, I have come to realize, or I discovered, that the problem has always been with mankind and not with God. The problem have always been with us and not with God. I discover that the Word of God is true and the Word of God works wonders. So the problem is not whether the Word of God is true or not. The problem is not whether the Word of God is powerful or not. The problem is, do we have people who will believe God? That's the problem. Do we have people who will trust God? That has always been the problem. Do we have people who are willing to hold God by His word? Yeah, that has always been the problem. Yeah. Once we are able to get rid of our own problems, then we shall see wonders. Yeah. Great wonders. Mighty wonders. Because the Word of God is true. Forever true. Forever powerful. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my life every darkness that is not allowing me to trust God and His word 100%. You're going to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every darkness in me that is not allowing me trust God and His word fully right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every darkness in my mind, every darkness in my heart, every darkness in my spirit, every darkness in me that is not letting me trust God and His word enough, be uprooted by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted right now. Be uprooted right now. Be uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness in my senses, every darkness in my soul that is making it difficult for me to trust God 100%, be uprooted by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, be uprooted. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? Recently, I also discovered that the the greatness of the enemy, or maybe I should say, the highest powers of the enemy have been defeated by Jesus. That is, let us sum up all the powers of the enemy. All of them have been defeated by Jesus. But the problem with Christians is that they find it difficult to just accept that. We find it difficult to just agree and accept that all the powers of the enemy have been conquered. All the powers of witchcraft, the powers of the gods, the goddesses, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness, and all of that. It becomes so difficult for Christians to just agree and accept that all the powers of darkness have been defeated by Jesus. And because we can't just believe that for real, that is why many of us are still suffering till today. Because it's kind of just difficult for many Christians to agree and accept that. That is why they are still suffering till today. And that is why they are not yet healed. And that is why they are not yet delivered. Because they feel like, how can all these powers of darkness, how can I just believe that they have all been defeated? With how strong they are, how can I just accept that? That is the problem. Because you still think that the power of some witch doctors is still strong. That is why you are still suffering. Yes, they have powers, but it has all been defeated. And you must accept that. It is by accepting that that you will overcome. So you're going to pray. Heaven need to reset your mind, reset your brain to accept that. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, reset my brain, reset my mind to agree and believe and accept that all the powers of the enemy are under my feet." Say, "Oh Lord, reset my brain." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Lord, reset my brain. Reset my mind. Reset my brain, reset my mind to accept and agree and believe that all the powers of darkness, all the strength of Satan, all the powers of the enemy, all the powers of witchcraft are now under my feet. Oh Lord, train my brain to accept that. So it's all about your brain. I tell you the truth. It's just your brain. It's nothing else. It's just your brain that is limiting your victory. Just your brain. Say, oh Lord, reset my brain. Because once your brain turns and agree with that, you'll be shocked the kind of victories you will see. It will shock you. The kind of victories you begin to see once your brain is reset. Say, oh Lord, reset my mind. Reset my brain to agree and accept and believe that all the powers of the enemy are now under my feet. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, walk on my mind to believe this. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at Luke chapter 10, verse 19, or maybe I should read from verse 18. Luke chapter 10, I read from verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So even as at this time Jesus has not yet been crucified, he has not yet died. Even as at that time, he said Satan already fell from heaven. Yeah, Satan might still be sitting in the second heaven, because that's where he operates from. But he has already fallen. Jesus has conquered him. And then Jesus told those people, he said, because of this victory, because Satan has fallen like lightning from heaven, now I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. So Jesus is giving you his power because he has conquered the enemy. He has conquered the powers of the enemy. So now he's saying, I give you my power. So this is not your power. It's Jesus' power. He's saying, I give you my power. Yeah. And by that power, you will tread on serpents and scorpions. And you will tread, that is, you will match them with your feet. You will tread on all the powers of the enemy, and they will not be able to hurt you. What a wonderful victory and dominion. And yet you are there. You say you are a Christian. You say you are a believer in Jesus. And yet you are scared of what serpents or scorpions when Jesus has given you power. Then why should you be scared again? It means you are saying that Jesus is a liar. That's what it means. And it means you're saying the word of God is a lie. So how can you say you are believing Jesus and you are still Jesus and you are still calling him a liar? Yeah, you might not say it with words, but with your action, you're actually saying he's a liar. Yeah. You might not say it with words that Jesus, you are a liar, but with your action, if you begin to fear, if you are still in fear of serpents, in fear of scorpions, in fear of witches, wizards, witch doctors, then you are saying, Jesus, you are a liar. That's the meaning. Yeah. So you're going to pray. We need to really deal with the issue of trusting the word of God as it is. Believing the word of God as it is. It's not about we come here and then we just pray all manner of prayer points. It's not about that. What if we just pray all prayer points and then nothing changes in your life? But now we are dealing with how you will see changes in your life, practical changes in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the power and dominion Jesus has given to me. You're going to say, I connect, I lay hold of the power and dominion Jesus has given to me over serpents, over scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. I lay hold of that power right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Raise up your right hand like you want to hold something. You want to catch something. Or you are catching something. Yeah. Say, in the name of Jesus, I lay hold of the power and dominion Jesus Christ has given me to tread on serpents and scorpions, on witchcraft, and all the powers of hell, and all the kingdoms of darkness, and all demons, and all forces of evil. I claim that power. I claim that dominion right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, I claim the power and the dominion Jesus Christ has given to me to crush serpents, to crush all the works of darkness, to crush principalities, to crush powers of hell, to crush rulers of darkness, to crush spiritual wickedness in high places. I claim the power now. I claim the dominion now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Say, I lay hold of that power. Thank you, Lord. I lay hold of that power. I lay hold of that power right now. I lay hold of that power. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now you have the power. Praise the Lord. Now, you have the power. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, crushed in pieces. All the works of darkness limiting my progress and success in life, you're going to see, in the name of Jesus, I crush in pieces. I crush in pieces. I destroy all the works of darkness limiting my progress and success in life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I crush them. I crush them. I destroy them. I crush them. In the name of Jesus, all the works of witchcraft, all the works of darkness, limiting my progress and success, I crush them in pieces. I destroy them now. I destroy them now. I destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I destroy them. In the name of Jesus, with my power, in Jesus, I destroy them. With my dominion in Jesus, I destroy them. I crush them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to decree you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God open every door. The kingdom of darkness has closed against me. Let the fire of God open every door. The powers of darkness have closed against me. Let the fire of God open them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nishte ahasa shishana. De dushete te barashta. Gihite sudamarashtana. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God open every door the enemy has closed against me to stop me from progressing. Let the fire of God open that door right now. In the name of Jesus, I command those doors to open right now. In the name of Jesus, every door that the enemy has closed against me to stop me from making progress, to stop me from succeeding, to stop me from prospering, to stop me from rising, I command those doors to open now. In the name of Jesus, begin to command. Because you have the power. Say, I command those doors to open now. Every door, witchcraft agents, witchcraft personalities have shot against me, against my calling, against my ministry. I command them to open now. Open now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we over sicknesses and diseases. Jesus has given us power over sicknesses and diseases. Healing the sick is not only pastor's business. I hope you know that. Healing sick is not only for those that we call apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists. Yeah. It's not for those people with titles. Healing the sick is for every believer. Every believer. Yeah, because Jesus has given us that power to drive away sickness and diseases. Yeah, if you want to be sure that you have that power, go out and preach the gospel to the sick people, and after you have preached to them, pray for them to be healed. And see if they will not be healed. They will be healed. Try it persistently. You'll be shocked the results you will see. And of course, you do it from a pure heart. Yeah, not that you're trying to be famous or you're trying to start a church when God has not called you to start a church. Yeah, but just with the heart that you want to see, I mean, you go out to do that from a mind that you just want to see sick people healed. And you want to see them believe in Jesus and surrender to Jesus and be saved. So you just go out with that mind. Preach to them and then pray for the sick. And come and tell me if nothing happened. Because something will happen. You just go and try first. And don't just go once. Continue to go out and do that. I'm sure before you pray for 20 people, you would have seen 5, 6, or 10 people healed instantly. Yeah. At least 5, you will see 5 healed instantly. Yeah, by the time you will reach out to like 20 of them. And it doesn't mean the other 15 won't be healed. It only means that if you still continue to pray for the other 15, they will also be healed eventually. But I'm talking of the one that you will see with your eyes. Instant healing. You will see it with your eyes. If you are able to go out to where the sick people are, and you continue to pray for them one by one, you preach, you pray, you preach, you pray, there's no way they will not be healed. It's not possible. Because Jesus has given us power to drive out sicknesses and diseases. He has given us power. You're going to pray. If He has given us power to do this, then it means He has given you power to be healed in your body. Yeah. Then after you are healed, then you can now go out and begin to get other people healed. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing power of Jesus Christ work in my life to heal me completely. They're going to say, let the healing power of Jesus walk in my life to heal me completely, to destroy every sickness and disease in my life. Begin to say, let that power begin to walk right now. Begin to command sickness, diseases to come out of your body, because you have the power to drive them out. So you command them to come out of your body first. We are still going to pray the one where you go out and drive it out from other people's bodies. Say, let the healing power of Jesus remove sicknesses and diseases from our life. Completely. 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 Right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus, drive out every form of sickness and disease, both the ones I can see and the ones I cannot yet see. Let the healing power of Jesus drive them out right now of my body. Come out of my body, come out of my soul, come out of my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, sicknesses, diseases, hiding anywhere in my spirit, soul, and body, I command you, come out. Begin to pray. You have that power. Then use it on your body first. Use it on yourself first. You have that power. Begin to say, I command you, come out of my body, come out of my soul, come out of my spirit. Every sickness, every disease, both the ones that has manifested and the ones that is hiding somewhere yet to manifest, come out right now. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I drive you out of my life. You don't belong here. You don't belong in my life. Sicknesses and disease, come out. Come out of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, they are gone. In Jesus' name, they are out. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. All you need is boldness. In fact, that is all you need. Boldness and confidence to get other people healed. Yeah, since your faith is already intact, then all you need next is boldness and confidence to get other people healed, because you have the power already. You have the power already. And you are not doing it to become a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor. Yeah, is an authority every believer have. It's not only meant for some men of God, some women of God. It's meant for every Christian. Yeah, so some years back, little children pray for people and they get healed. Old women bring dead people back to life in those days. So it was nothing special. Some years back when there was revival in Nigeria, it was nothing special. Old women, they are not pastors. They have no title. They just do do evangelism. And when they see sick people, they get them healed. They see dead people, they bring them back to life. Yeah, so it's an authority that Jesus has given you. And it's a weapon of evangelism. It's a weapon of soul winning. The ability to heal the sick and to raise the dead. They help the gospel to prosper. Yeah, so all you need is confidence and boldness, fearlessness, because you have the power, and that power is real. And you don't even need to feel anything. That power is real. And that power is in you. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with boldness and confidence to go out and get people healed in your name. Say, Lord Jesus, fill me with boldness and confidence to go out and get people healed in your name, by your name. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. The Bible says, and these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. You go out there and cast out devils and see if devils will not listen to you. They will listen to you because you already have the power. You go out there and cast out sicknesses and diseases and see if they will not listen to you. They will listen to you because you have the power. So Lord Jesus, fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. Fill me with boldness. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with boldness, O Lord. Fill me with confidence. To go out there. To preach your word and to get sick people healed and to cast out devils. Fill me with boldness and confidence to do this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I had a story of a woman. I think the woman is in USA. Yeah, I was told that a young guy went to a place with a gun. Yeah, a young man went to a place with a gun, maybe to rob her. Yeah, I think to rob her or something. Or maybe to shoot her, I don't know, but the man was ready to shoot. And the woman, knowing that she has power in Christ, the woman just, I think she made a declaration like, I command you to drop your gun in the name of Jesus. Yeah, something like that. Like he said, I command you, drop your gun. And the man dropped the gun. And then the man stayed there while she called the police. The man stood there. She called the police. And then the police came and the police were asking her, how were you able to defend yourself? How come you were able to arrest the man even before we came? She said, it's Jesus. Yeah. She said, I use the power of Jesus. Yeah, that is just an example. I don't fully know all the story, but the one I've just said is confirmed. So I don't know what happened next after they arrested the person. Yeah, but what I know is that just with authority in the name of Jesus, she was able to arrest a man holding gun, a man pointing gun at her. She was able to arrest the person. And she has no physical gun. Yeah. So this authority is in you. Yeah. It is in you. Praise the Lord. It's in you. And it is time to let it out. It is time to let that authority out. This woman I talked about, I just talked about, I don't think she has any title. I don't think she's a pastor or whatever. So you don't have to be any pastor or any leader to use this authority. Yeah, and you can be a woman or a man. Yeah. The authority of Jesus is in you and is real. Very real. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, destroy every spirit of fear that is preventing me from demonstrating the authority that I have in you. So, Lord Jesus, destroy every spirit of fear preventing me from demonstrating the power that I have in you, the authority that I have in you. Lord Jesus, destroy such spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. You have power, but you are not using it. And that power is very real. Very real. Say, Lord Jesus, destroy every spirit of fear that is stopping me from demonstrating the authority and power I have in you. Lord Jesus, destroy such fear. Terminate such fear in my life. I want to walk in power. I want to demonstrate the kingdom authority on earth. I want to show the devil how weak he is. I want to show Satan how weak he is. I want to show the witchcraft agents the witches, the wizards, the occultic people, the worshippers of Satan. I want to show them how powerless they are. Lord Jesus, terminate the spirit of fear in my life. Terminate the spirit of fear that is limiting my power in you, or limiting me from demonstrating the power that I have in you, the authority, the dominion that I have in you. Terminate such spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, make me a prayerful and fasting Christian. Yeah. You know, the disciples of Jesus, they were so used to demonstrating the power of Jesus to the point that people start bringing sick people to them. Let's say Jesus is busy somewhere praying, and Jesus is not available. The people will bring sick people, demonic possessed people, to the disciples so that they can pray. And many times they will just use the name of Jesus, and the people will get healed, and the demon possessed ones will be delivered. Yeah, but there come a time that They brought one person, and all the disciples tried all they can do, but they couldn't deliver that person. Yeah, so the man had to wait for Jesus to come down from the mountain where he went to pray. Yeah, but you know the story. In the end, after Jesus had healed the person, the disciples came to him and said, how come we couldn't get him healed? How come we couldn't cast out the spirit? Jesus said their faith was not enough. And then he mentioned something. He said that kind of spirit cannot just go except by prayers, especially prayers that is being fueled with fasting. Yeah, prayers that is being fueled with fastings. Yeah, so Jesus told them that they must be prayerful to be able to exercise the fullness of that authority that they have been using. Yeah, Jesus was showing them that they must be fasting Christians. They They must be Christians of fasting, Christians that fast often, and Christians that praise a lot, to be able to demonstrate and exercise the fullness of the authority He has given them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The reason why many of you are scared of standing face to face to challenge powerful people, demonic people, and tell them that they can't do anything. The reason why some of you are afraid of witches is because you are not a prayerful Christian. Yeah. Or you are afraid to pray for a cancer patient. It's because you are not a prayerful Christian. Yeah. You are afraid to face Satan face to face and bring him down. It's because you are not a prayerful believer. Now, when you are prayerful, you will fear no one. I mean, when you are really prayerful, when you are a warrior in the place of prayer, you will fear no one. And you will fear nothing. You will fear no disease. And you will challenge forces of darkness. Because you know you will win. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, make me into a prayerful and fasting Christian. So that I can exercise the fullness of the authority that I have in you. If you are not prayerful, you will not be able to harness this power I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. You might be able to do little, but you won't be able to do much. So, Lord Jesus, make me into a prayerful and fasting Christian so that I will be able to exercise the fullness of the authority that I have in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Hashishinegliya. Lord Jesus, turn me into a prayerful Christian. A prayerful Christian prays all the time and prays for long hours. Those are the characteristics of a prayerful Christian. He prays all the time. He is always in the spirit. Or she is always in the spirit. So he or she talks to God all the time. And also he or she prays for long hours. When he is alone or she is alone with God, he prays or she prays for very long hours. That is a prayerful Christian. That is a prayerful Christian. A prayerful Christian fasts very often. Say, Lord Jesus, make me into a prayerful and fasting Christian so that I can demonstrate and manifest the fullness of the authority that I have in you. Make me into a prayerful Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points. And then we will round up the session. Yeah. You see, as I am like this, there are some things that if I don't want them to happen, they will not happen. Yeah, even if all the whole world want that thing to happen, as long as I have confirmed with God, with the Holy Spirit, that it is the will of God that those that thing should not happen. As long as I've confirmed that I am in the will of God on that decision, if I say it will not happen, it will not. Yeah, that is what men of prayer do. Yeah, that is what men of prayer do. Remember that I said, I must first confirm that it is in the will of God for that season, for that time, that that thing should not happen. And once I am sure that heaven don't want that thing to happen, I will stand in prayer and I will decree that it will not happen, and it will not happen. So men of prayer, they control things. Yeah. They control things. How many things have you controlled? Yeah, some of you, it is when problems happen that you now run to prayer or to start praying. Why should those problems happen in the first place? Yeah, you're supposed to control things and determine what should happen and what should not happen. So you, just you alone in your family, whether you are the mother or you are the father, just you alone in your family, you can stand and begin to say, this and this shall no longer happen in this family. And as long as you stand in the will of God to decree that, it will not happen. And then you can begin to say, this and this shall begin to happen. And they will start happening. These things are, is not new. Read your Bible and, in fact, read histories of revivals, or not even revivals. Read about some people, some men of God who have walked with God. Yeah, these things is part of Christianity. Yeah, you should control things. You have the authority to do that. In fact, you have the authority to decide what happens in your community, what should happen and what should not happen. You have the power to determine that. But only in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to pray to the point where I begin to control situations and events. Or you say, make me to a man of prayer. Make me to a woman of prayer who is able to control situations, control events from the place of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Whatever is not in the will of God to happen around you, to happen in your life, they should not happen. you can determine that in the place of prayer. You can determine that. So, oh Lord, make me into a man of prayer, into a woman of prayer that is able to control situations and events from the place of prayer. Thank you, Father. A man of prayer that is able to make all things go in the direction of the will of God. Oh Lord, make me such person. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. It is also important to leave the same life that Jesus lived. To leave the lifestyle of Jesus. To live the life of Jesus. The life that is in Jesus. That is how the authority of Jesus will walk in your life. We have some people who have prayed and fasted, but yet devil keeps knocking them down. They have prayed and prayed and fasted and fasted, but devil keep defeating them. Satan keep defeating them. Witchcraft keeps defeating them. Then something is wrong somewhere. Usually those people are not living the life of Christ. They are not pure. They are not obedient to the will of God. They are not righteous. They are not holy. That is why devil keep knocking them down. Yeah, there's a story in the Bible. They call those guys. They call them the seven sons of Sceva. You can read the story. It's in the Bible. The seven sons of Sceva. So they got a man that has demons in him. And they were going to cast out the demons in that man. So they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. So they were telling the demons that, in the name of Jesus, that Paul is preaching, I cast you out. And then the demon said, I know Jesus. And I know Paul. And the demon said, who are you? Yeah. The demons in that man challenged them. That you have no right to cast me out. Why? Because they were not believers. They were not in Christ. So the demons grabbed that man. I mean, not seven of them, not just one man. The demons inside one man grabbed seven men and beat them. Yeah, because they lack the life of Christ. Yeah, and yet they want to use the name of Jesus to cast out demons. And whereas they are not living for Jesus, they are not living like Jesus. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to live the life of Jesus. You're going to say, I receive grace to live the life of Jesus. So that the authority of Jesus can manifest through me without hindrance. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to live the life of Jesus. I receive grace to live the life of Jesus. I receive grace to live the life of Jesus. I receive grace to be pure, both inside my heart, both in my mind, and in my actions. See, I receive grace to be pure, to be righteous. I receive grace to be holy. I receive grace to please God so that the authority of Jesus can flow through my life without any hindrance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. Now, it is also important to note that without genuine love for God and for the brethren, the authority of Jesus and the power of Jesus will be limited in your life. If you don't have genuine love for God and for God's people, you will not be able to manifest the fullness of the power and authority that is in Jesus. You will not. Love is the key. Love is the key. Love. Selfless love. Sacrificial love. Love that is not self-centered. Love that is not selfish. That kind of love. We let the power of Jesus flow through you without measure. Yeah. So let's say you want to pray for the sick. Why do you want to pray for the sick? Is it because you want to immediately post it on the internet and say, oh, I pray for this sick person and this and and the sick person gets healed? Yeah, because you want to show the world that you are anointed. Is that why you want to pray for sick people? That is not love. That means because of yourself. It's not about even the person you want to pray for. I don't know if you are getting the point. So some people, they want God to use them, get sick people healed just so that they can boast publicly that now they have the anointing. Yeah, that is not love. It means you don't even love the person you are praying for. You don't even care. You only care about yourself. You want to show that you have the anointing. That is not love. Yeah, there are things. In fact, there are testimonies that you don't even need to hear. There are miracles that you don't need to post on the internet. So have you read the Bible where Jesus would heal people and he would tell them not to announce it? Yeah. He would tell them not to tell anyone about it. Have you read about those? So it shows that the miracles are not really about him. That is to announce him at that time. He doesn't want to be known in that environment. And even all the miracles he did, they were not about him. Yeah. They were to glorify God. So you are going to pray without genuine laws. The flow of God's power and authority in your life will be limited. Yeah, without genuine laws. Without genuine love. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love you and to love the brethren genuinely, selflessly, sacrificially. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to love selflessly, to love you selflessly, to love the believers selflessly, to love sinners selflessly. Help me, oh Lord, to be perfect in love. Help me to be perfect in love. Help me to be perfect in love. Help me to be perfect in love. So that I can manifest your power without measure. So that I can manifest your authority without measure. Help me to be perfect in love. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for your love and grace and mercies. Thank you for the understanding you have given to us about faith and about demonstrating your power and authority. Thank you for showing us how much we have in you to conquer Satan, to conquer darkness, to conquer the works of the devil, and to conquer all the kingdoms of darkness. Thank you for showing us these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that as your people will go forth with this knowledge and understanding to practically wage war against hell, against the darkness, and against all witchcraft and the kingdoms of darkness. Oh Lord, let mighty victories begin to happen in their lives. Let mighty victories begin to happen through them. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that that every time you pray in faith, you shall see miracles in the name of Jesus. Every time you exercise the power and authority you have in Jesus Christ, you shall see deliverance. You shall see breakthroughs. You shall see victories in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the grace to live a life that is worthy of God's power and authority shall fall upon you now in the name of Jesus. The grace to live such a humble life, an obedient life, that will make you flow in the power and authority of God without measure. That grace shall come upon you now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that as you go to seek people, to pray for them, the power of God shall follow you. And as you pray, the sick shall be healed in the name of Jesus. The lame shall walk in the name of Jesus. And even the dead shall rise back to life as you pray in the name of Jesus. The blind eyes shall open because you prayed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.